From the Crossbreed Holster Studios. This is Armed American Radio.
You know, the right to bear arms is because that's the last form of defense against tyranny.
We're making the Second Amendment great again.
I am a very strong supporter of the Second Amendment.
Educating, informing, and entertaining responsibly armed citizens from coast to coast. Here is your host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
Welcome to the Crossbreed Holster Studios. I am Mark Walters, of course, filling your prescription for freedom. I got some great emails that I'm going to hold off on. I may get to one or two of them. I want to get commentary from my next guest because he's going to stay with me for the hour. But before I go to my next guest, Mr. Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason, just a very brief recap of hour one and hour two if you are just joining us because you're one of those dopes that was watching the Oscars. I know. My wife made me do it, right? Okay. No big deal. Welcome back. Walking Dead fans, by the way, welcome back, too. Hour one. A lot of fun. Doug Allen was with us. Doug is with Fox 54 in Augusta. And he was working at the racetrack at Atlanta Motor Speedway today on behalf of Fox in the media center, doing what media people do for TV stations while they're working. Had a great time with Doug. I've known Doug a long time. Participated with him on his radio program. This was a fun radio show to do, too. Did it every week. The spirit of racing. And it was just great. So fun to participate with NASCAR at that level. Just a tremendous amount of fun. Doug was fun. He was all wound up, as he always is. He drove back from the track in time to get here with us on Armed American Radio. Then we spoke with Rob Simpson from the Gun Box. Now, Rob's a cool guy, and his product is dynamite. I have one. It sits right here next to me. We were discussing it in detail. We're getting ready to do some really cool promotional stuff with the Gun Box. So I want you to head over there. Make sure to check out the promo code, please, AAR, at thegunbox.com. This is high-quality stuff. This is space-age stuff. Okay, it's not the old metal spring, you know, boom, door flies open and bust your knuckle type safe anymore. This is the real deal. You can check it out at thegunbox.com, and I highly recommend you do that. And you will see the quality when you look at the products. The Echo, smaller safe. The 2.0, which is a tabletop like I have, holds two full-size handguns plus a couple extra magazines. And then the SK-1 stands up in the corner. The thing's a work of art. It's got speakers built into it. It looks like furniture. Amazing. So check it out. Use the promo code on anything over $259, AAR, at thegunbox.com. And stay tuned with us. We're going to have some fun with the Gun Box over the course of the next couple of weeks. Alan Gottlieb, I've already got a couple emails, was unavailable today. He was available, but rest. Get some rest. Mr. Gottlieb works so hard. And he had just a very minor elective surgery, mouth, gums, teeth type thing, you know. I've had a couple teeth pulled. I know how it feels. So rest up, Mr. Gottlieb, and we will talk with him next week. Joining me now is a good friend of mine. He sits in this chair from time to time when I'm out, only if I'm traveling, because if I'm not traveling, I'm in the chair. But he will sit here and pick up my slack for me. And I got to tell you, Andy Hoosier's good. KQAM listeners, you know how good he is. In fact, we're going to be together, Andy and I, at the Kansas State Rifle Association meeting upcoming. I'll be speaking at that meeting the weekend of April 12th and 13th. Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason, welcome to the program, brother.
What's going on, man? It's great to be with you.
Always fun to have you on the show. Always fun to have you on the show. I got to apologize to you. I'm going to do it publicly on a couple 150 radio stations. I was a guest on Andy's program. What time was that, on 9 o'clock, 8 o'clock Central Time on Friday?
Yeah, good stuff, man.
It was good stuff. I took two segments, and we never did. You never were able to get to what you really wanted to talk to me about, and so we'll do that now because I ran my mouth about the media, and I had no idea that second segment was so fast, so I will apologize to you on Armed American Radio for taking that time. As a radio guy, I know how frustrating it is when you can't get to everything.
Hey, let me tell you what, that's the beauty of live radio, though. I mean, we got so many things to cover, and there's so little time to do it, is that I always joke on the air, I may have a three-hour morning talk show, but sometimes I need 5 or 6 hours because there just ain't enough time to talk about everything.
There really isn't enough time to talk about stuff. There just truly isn't, and I fight that battle, as you know, every single day. When you guys carry Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, it's impossible to get it all out. But that's why I call it research triage, and I know as a host, a broadcaster yourself and a professional, you understand what I'm talking about. You know, Andy, have you ever got wake up in the middle of the night? I do all the time, and I'll start perusing some of my sources, and I've got enough material by sunup for a week's worth of programs, and then by the time I go on air, all that stuff's old because there's so many news stories up. Does that ever happen to you?
Oh, every day. Even just talking about some of the state politics here in Kansas, you know, with the legislative session going on right now and the governor making ridiculous comments and the legislature trying to stop it. I mean, yeah, we try and cover as much as we can, but by the time you try and do it, then you got distracted by great callers and by great conversations and things go a different twist. And then you're like, oh, I'll get to it tomorrow. And then before you know it, you got a whole new set of lineups.
Tomorrow never comes, right?
Tomorrow never comes.
I know exactly what you're talking about. It's difficult. And you look back and you think, man, I really wanted to, but yeah, that was yesterday. Let's talk about Kansas briefly for a second. You said something there that's very intriguing to me. And I want you, listener, wherever you happen to be, particularly if you are in a red state right now, as I am, where Stacey Abrams still refused to concede. So that CNN reporter I was telling you about in the first hour, I was asking about what if Donald Trump wouldn't concede, might want to start asking the Democrats, because the only ones who don't concede, last time I checked, were Democrats, and I think it started with Al Gore. I remember that. Yeah, he caused that big fight in Florida and then lost. And, gosh, Stacey Abrams said she's not conceding, and she lost by, get this, tens and tens and tens and tens and tens of thousands of votes in the state of Georgia. She couldn't overcome it, no matter how hard she tried to steal it. But I want you to pay attention to what I'm going to say here to Andy. Andy, you mentioned something very intriguing, and that was the governor saying all kinds of crazy things and the legislature trying to stop it. That would be because Kansas now has a Democrat in the governor's mansion and a Republican-controlled legislature, and I still can't figure out how that happened.
Well, I mean, there's a combination of things, and what's really crazy about it, let's take it another step further. Not only is the legislature still Republican, which has been Republican for like the last, I don't know, 60, 70, 80 years in Kansas, but the legislature went farther conservative in this election. So while we have a blue governor, which historically in Kansas, it swings every 8 years, Republican-Democrat, and it has really for about 30, 40 years of every 8 years, every two terms, and they switch from Republican to Democrat. Governor Sam Brownback, I thought, was a great governor. He had his faults, but he was a great governor. Mm-hmm. But he was ranked, according to some national surveys, as the least popular governor or one of the least popular governors in the country. So we have an uphill battle in Kansas going into the election with an unpopular, quote-unquote, Republican governor that the Democrats really jumped all over. Then we had a candidate like Kris Kobach, which I was a big fan of. He was our Secretary of State. He's really close with President Donald Trump. He did a lot of great things. He was an avid, absolute 100% Second Amendment guy. I don't know. I'm sure you saw the stories and you remember the stories about him.
I did.
Going to the parades with the Jeep and the replica of the 50 caliber machine gun. I mean, he was so pro Second Amendment. He didn't care, and he had no problem saying how pro Second Amendment he was. But he had his faults as well, and he ended up losing. Which we've had discussions about the fact that only 9 counties went towards Governor Laura Kelly, and that made her win the election out of 99 counties in the state. So, you know, there's discussions to be had there as well. But while the media is going nuts saying, oh, look, Kansas has spoken and the Kansans want a change. And look, Governor Kelly, who is a far left individual, she's been a state senator for 20 plus years. She first day had already signed executive orders to put in place protections for the LGBTQ community. And she already wants to increase spending. She wants to do the Medicaid expansion garbage. The media is going nuts saying, oh, look, she's the change that Kansans want, and the legislature better get on board with it because they're in support of what Laura Kelly wants to do. We went farther conservative in our legislature. We added 20 new, it's kind of how the national side has their Freedom Caucus. We have what's called the Truth Caucus here in Kansas, and it's the conservative caucus inside our Republican ranks in the legislature. We added 20 new members this last session for just the House of Representatives. So we did a really good job, and now the Democrats are feeling still emboldened. They're trying to put in this anti-Second Amendment legislation. They're trying to push for absurd, ridiculous laws. They've already tried to put in to where illegal aliens can receive driver's licenses. Why? Well, the next day they tried to put in a bill to where if you have a driver's license and when you go to the DMV, you're automatically a registered voter. Hint, hint, wink, wink. You know, you can put two and two together there. They tried to repeal some of the amendments to where you can't put taxpayer-funded money into a lobbyist to advocate for anti-Second Amendment agendas, which we have in Kansas. They've already tried to repeal it. And all of this is going on with a farther, more conservative legislature in Kansas. So, yeah, I mean, we're trying to stop Governor Laura Kelly. She's not going to get a lot of her agenda done, but that doesn't mean that we have to keep fighting each and every day, because if we don't, they're going to try and sneak some of this stuff in, not to mention the still moderate Republicans that love to jump on board with Democrats and are just itching to work with Governor Kelly in a quote-unquote bipartisanship manner to show that we've really changed and that we have a new light in the state of Kansas. So we got some fight on our hands.
Sounds to me like you've talked about this before on your radio program. We're going to dissect some of what you said when you come back. If you're listening in a state with a red governor and it's you're worried about changing demographics, take a listen to what you're hearing here. We'll be back after this.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Hey, gun lovers, listen up. Did you enter to win your brand new gun from the USCCA yet? If not, what are you waiting for? The Gun A Day giveaway ends at midnight on February 28th. You could get up to 24 chances to win your gun daily, but only if you act very fast. It could be 24 Kimbers, 24 Glocks, 24 SIGs, or even 24 AR-15s, right? Just text the word ARMED to 87222. That's A-R-M-E-D to 87222 to enter. It's that easy, and the official rules are on the page. But hurry, these free guns won't last long. And today's gun disappears at midnight tonight. So text the word ARMED to 87222 and reveal which gun you can take home today. The bottom line is that the USCCA wants to get more guns into the hands of responsibly armed Americans like you. They're here to help train and protect the protectors. That's us. So don't miss your chance, because you can win a new gun every single day. Just text ARMED, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222 right now and get entered. Remember, you only have until midnight tonight to win today's free gun. Text ARMED, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit FreeGunGuide.com. That's FreeGunGuide.com.
Like most Americans, I have trouble sleeping, and the pillow always seemed to be one of the causes. I got tired of a flat pillow, and I got tired of waking up with headaches and numb arms at all hours of the night. So I tried the MyPillow, and guess what? It works. And here's where fate comes in. Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, was a recent guest on my show talking about freedom. Mike found out I was a 2-year customer of his and has offered us a huge deal on his amazing product. You're going to get a 10-year warranty on a pillow that won't go flat, a 60-day money-back guarantee, and they're machine washable and dryable. And now, especially for Christmas, Mike is offering the 4-pack, 2 MyPillows and 2 Go Anywhere pillows for a special low price and free shipping. He's also extending the money-back guarantee until March 1st, 2019. Just go to MyPillow.com and use promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358. That's 800-978-9358 and use promo code AAR.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. You're listening to Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. Now back to Mark Walters.
Damn right you are. How you doing? Welcome back inside Armed American Radio's Monster Cast Crossbreed Holster Studios. I had a new listener. I believe it was in New Mexico, Hobbs, New Mexico. Said, why do you call it the Monster Cast? Because it's huge, and it's growing every single day. Added another, I think, 15 or 20 cities over the last couple of months. The daytime show growing. Also picked up some new affiliates. Casper, Wyoming, you're coming to the program in mid-March. Both programs live. That's a beautiful thing. Welcome to you. I know we have a lot of listeners in Wyoming. Now you're going to be able to listen in Casper, Wyoming, here, coming up in about a month. So fun stuff. Welcome back inside the studios with me. Let's go back right back to Andy Hoosier, Voice of Reason, KQAM, Wichita's big talker. Andy, that was a lot. And I was kidding, but you have talked about this a lot. I know you have. We've discussed it kind of piecemeal on your program before, you know, little bits and pieces of that. But there's an interesting dynamic in play in Kansas, and that is you have gone farther right in your legislature. In my state, we lost 15 Republicans, still control the House and Senate, but you never want to lose. You always want to gain. And, of course, we have a Republican governor as well, so we're in pretty good shape. But we lost 15. That's why the Democrats smell blood in the water in a very red state like Georgia. That's why Stacey Abrams, and only the Democrats, will call a loser their rising star. Try to connect with that one and wrap your head around that, by the way. Whatever. I digress. Let's go back to Kansas. Kansas, you've got a good, is it a supermajority in both houses?
Oh, yeah, we got a supermajority in both chambers, absolutely. Okay.
All right, so you've got a super chamber. You've got a super majority in both chambers. That's a beautiful thing, but yet you have a screeching, loudmouth, vehemently anti-gun, anti-freedom, Constitution-hating governor who is making waves and has you concerned enough to say what you said so eloquently in the previous segment. Why? If you've got super majorities, what are you worried about? Why do we need to be concerned is what I want you to educate my listeners to.
There's two concerns here. Number one, of course, is the fact that the governor does feel emboldened. I joke and say that she's the superhero or the wannabe superhero of the state, and I always like to play on my little Batman sounder because the media and the Democrats have put her on this pedestal that she's going to be this absolute change, and they've despised Governor Sam Brownback and Governor Jeff Collier, who was lieutenant governor when Governor Brownback went up to work for the Trump administration in his last year. Both of them did some great stuff, but they were so anti-Republican. Look, you got to remember, Kansas is one state that we may be red for the most part, but the Democrats are extreme far to the left to where Bernie Sanders won this state in the primaries back in the 2016 election. So it's a very blue state when it comes to the Democrats and their vision for the state, much different than what the Republicans have. So we're very divided here. And with them being emboldened by having a Democrat governor who's not afraid to completely change the entire dynamic of the state and reverse 8 years of policy, they feel that they can do whatever they want to. The second concern that we have, though, is that we do have Republicans, even though we're a red state, many Republicans here are the Rhino establishment wishy Republicans. We did the largest tax increase in state history just 2 years ago, and it was done with a governor's veto. Governor Sam Brownback vetoed it, and half the Republicans of both legislatures ended up voting to override that veto for the largest tax increase in state history. So my concern here in Kansas, and I know this goes on in many other places across the country, is that even though we may have the Republican majority, we have a lot of work to do to not only stop the Democrats, but we don't have that safety net of a governor's veto if bad legislation gets through now. So we have the front line.
Yeah.
And that front line has to hold, because if it falls, then there's no backup that we can stop anything from happening.
Yeah, and you're absolutely correct about that because of the veto. The other thing that you have to be concerned with in Kansas, and that is the media. The media is emboldening your blue socialist governor. She feels emboldened to do these things, even though her party took a beating in both chambers and the Republicans increased their majority. Yet they're saying that she's the change Kansas needs, when in fact the legislature, which represents the individual districts in your state, moved farther to the right.
Exactly.
Yeah, you're going to always have some wishy-washy rhinos. We all have to put up with that, no doubt. I hate it, but they're there. But the fact of the matter is, it's the media, the progressive socialist media, that's driving that agenda and that narrative in Kansas, isn't it? That's making her feel the way she feels, because she's getting a lot of squawking from Washington because she just picked off a red state and took that governor's mansion, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, to a T, that's exactly what's going on. She feels that she can reverse not only, you know, the tax issue, but the spending issue. We've had our education issue on hand here for our spending. You know, get to 60% of our spending here in the state budget goes towards public education, but they say it's underfunded. I mean, try and figure that one out. So we have some major issues, but when it comes to the Second Amendment, amendment especially, she's been one that's voted historically as a state senator for 20 years against the Second Amendment for the most part. She says she's quote-unquote pro-Second Amendment, but during the debate stage, her and the independent that were running at the same time had no problem saying that they'd love to put restrictions on it. They've already tried to repeal many of the gun legislation that we've had in Kansas, and they feel that it's okay and that they're going to get it through as long as they try and chip away at some of these Republicans. So we got to keep our guard up. Every state needs to try and keep their guard up on this stuff, because even with Republicans getting the momentum, Donald Trump doing what he does, conservatives looking towards the 2020 elections, us having a majority in the U.S. Senate, that, you know, this stuff can still slip through unless we're actually paying attention to it each and every day.
Now, so far, the only thing Donald Trump has given me is a potential federal felony on March 26th if I don't get rid of my bump stock, and there's no injunction for remedy in the courts as we're working to fight through that court. You know, you can talk a big game, but I want to see something. Republicans controlled the House and the Senate. Donald Trump was in there and ran on it. He could have easily signed national reciprocity. It never moved out of the Senate after it moved out of the House, and it should have, and it didn't. So, you know, I feel that, and I know a lot of Americans feel that, but let's face facts. I'd rather have Trump than Clinton. Look, you know, I am very confident in Trump supporting my gun rights. I can tell you that right now. I am. The alternative, well, let's just say I can't say the word that I would like to say.
Yeah, let's look at the alternatives for 2020. I mean, we have Kamala Harris, we have Cory Booker, we have Bernie Sanders, we have Elizabeth Warren, a.k.a. Pocahontas. And, I mean, just think about the alternative between Second Amendment or any other issue between Donald Trump and one of those. There's not a single candidate up there, which is, I'm loving it, I'm eating this up right now for the 2020 presidential election, is the fact that they have so many socialist progressives in there trying to fight for that leadership, is that they're dividing their party. They're going to get some kind of candidate that nobody wants on the Democrat side, because they're all trying to fight for the same crowd right now.
Well, it gets even better than that. And I believe I'm going to be told here in a second that we're going to have to go to a break, because I can sense it. Been doing it long enough, as you know. We're going to go there, because, you know, there was something that you didn't mention. You're right, they're dividing the party. But I want to get your opinion on my opinion when we come back from the break. There's the little note that says we're taking a break. I want to get your opinion on my opinion when we come back, because you're neck deep in this stuff, and everything you just mentioned is absolutely spot on. But I think they're going to do a certain thing that's going to make Americans think a certain thing that's going to make a certain thing happen. So I'll leave it at that, and I'll tell you what all those three things are when we come back. I'm talking with Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason on the great KQAM, Armed American Radio affiliate, Wichita's Big Talker. Wichita, I'm coming to see you on April 12th and 13th for the Kansas State Rifle Association. I'm going to be talking to you and have a ton of fun. I love Wichita. Great steak in Wichita. Ooh, back right after this. Don't go away.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family, and then he's the one arrested. Thanks to our court system, this happens a lot, and that's exactly what can happen to you unless you're fully prepared. But you're not alone. USCCA is here to help. Simply go to usccaonair.com to learn more about the education, training, and legal protection you need to become a responsibly armed American. With their education and training, you'll learn how to detect attackers before they see you, how to survive a mass shooting, exactly what to say to the police after an incident, and a whole lot more. With their legal protection, you'll get access to over $1 million in civil and criminal defense funds, the USCCA Critical Response Team, and a nationwide network of experienced attorneys. Plus, there's always a special bonus when you join. So head over to USCCAOnAir.com right now to reveal what you can get for free today. It could be a free knife or even the chance to win a brand new gun. Just visit USCCAOnAir.com to find out. Once again, that's USCCAOnAir.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become their first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. That's why hundreds of thousands of responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll get 4 free chances to win a new gun. Just go to oneof4guns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim the chance to win the free gun of your dreams.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Hey there, Mark Walters here. If you're a gun owner like me, or honestly, if you just really like getting free stuff, and you know I do, I talk about it all the time, you should head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. Seriously, there's always something great from the USCCA just waiting for you at armedandresponsible.com. Sometimes it's a free USCCA gun giveaway. Sometimes it's free training, but it's always worth a few seconds to check it out. After all, how often can you just type a few words and get something for free? It only takes a few seconds. Plus, anytime you go to armedandresponsible.com, you're going to find something to help you along your journey as a responsibly armed American. And that's what it's all about. The USCCA is the absolute leader when it comes to providing the education, training, and financial and legal protection gun owners need. Plus, they just love giving away free stuff, and I'm a big fan. Remember, these great free bonuses disappear regularly, so you're going to want to head over right now to see what's there today. You don't want to miss it. Head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. That's armedandresponsible.com. armedandresponsible.com.
This is Armed American Radio. Now, back to the man defending your Second Amendment rights, Mark Walters.
That's the whitest light. Love that rejoin music. Mickey and the Boys in Springfield, Missouri. They're based out of Springfield, Missouri. I had a fantastic barbecue dinner with them. Well, just very cool. Got permission to use their music. They're big fans of the show. And if you get a chance, buy their album. They support this, man. They want their music to be heard by you because they love what we do here. They're big fans of the show. And you know what? To me, it's... Man, I got to support them too. That's just the way I am. When people support me and support us, we've got to return that favor, man. That's how it works. That's how we continue to spread the good word, spread the message, and continue to grow together, okay? Don't forget to text the word armed. This ends on the 28th. Today's the 24th. It ends in 4 days. Do the math. Don't put it off much longer. You're going to find yourself going, oh, man, I forgot to do that. Don't forget to do it. I got an email the other day from a winner. People win this. Text the word armed, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222 and get up to 24 chances to win the gun giveaway, okay? 24 chances. Text the word armed, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222. Just don't do it while you're driving. That's my PSA for you, okay? Let's go back to Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason. Andy, okay, welcome into my world. Are we ready for this?
I'm ready.
You recall when I picked Trump's election on Election Day, on Tuesday on Election Day in 2016, I called the election for Donald Trump plus 300. I closed out my show with Donald Trump, 300 plus electoral votes. I'll see you tomorrow, something to that effect. At about 4 o'clock in the morning, I wound up being right. My phone was going off the hook. Okay. And I got no sleep that night, but my phone was ringing off the hook. I sat down and I had a conversation with Mike Gallagher, great talk radio legend Mike Gallagher, a private conversation, not on air. And he said he was laughing about that. He knew about that. He goes, I had a pretty bold guess. He said, what made you think that? I said, I just didn't feel the country was ready for what the media was trying to shove down our throat. I think Americans are smarter than that. And I meant it. I don't think the country was ready after 8 years of Barack Obama, knowing what he was all about. I do not believe we were ready to go even farther left with Hillary Clinton as she was moving farther left. And I just did not feel the country was ready to go that route. Thank God I was right. Thank God I was right. I believe Trump was divine intervention. I do agree with Steve Bannon in that effect. He came along at this time in our history. It had to happen. This country is very close to the precipice here. And Hillary would have walked us right off the edge. Now, let me go back to what I think is going to happen. Here's the thing that's going to do the thing that I think is going to happen with this thing, and I want your opinion. I believe that the lefties that you just mentioned, because everyone that has so far decided to run is so far left, they have no choice but to try to out-left each other over the course of however long they all make it through this campaign for 2020. And in the process, they're going to do tremendous damage to their party, which they already are, in my humble opinion. What that's going to do is make a lot of Americans feel like I did in 2016. I don't want my country to do this. What these people are out of their minds. This Green New Deal, worshiping this Ocasio Cortez, this far left media out of the closet, which is going to, and that's, again, listen, I apologize for the visual. But all those Democrats that Andy just mentioned in the previous segment, they're all undressing themselves for you right now. The world is seeing what these people are all about as they attempt to outleft each other, which I believe Americans will reject wholeheartedly. And I believe that's what puts Trump back in the White House in 2020. Now, a lot can happen in politics. We all know that. We're still 2 years out, year and a half out. But nonetheless, as they go farther and farther and farther left, you're going to get another dynamic in play. You're going to get a Biden, or even don't discount the fact that Hillary Clinton might jump back in because they're so far left that those wackos will appear moderate now, even though they're in lockstep agreement. They're just not talking about it. Go ahead and take the mic.
Oh, I completely agree. I mean, you're absolutely right. Cory Booker and Kamala Harris, whatever she wants to call herself, I mean, they are absolutely, I mean, they've already talked about the Medicare and Medicaid for all. They've talked about the free college. They've talked about the legalization of dope, all this other stuff. So you're absolutely right. They are going to duke it out and see who's going to get the most progressive base. And Bernie Sanders, I think, is going to still run away with it because he's got the history doing it over the last few years. But here's my concern is you're absolutely right that then we're going to see the Joe Biden come in. We could potentially see the Hillary Clinton come in and some of these run in last minute, and they could look as the moderate. And I'm almost wondering if you want to look at the quote-unquote deep state or the establishment or whatever you want to call it, the mainstream, who is understanding the socialist agenda isn't looking very good. AOC is giving them a bad reputation, a bad name. The Democrat establishment mainstream, they're not including AOC and some of these progressives into the discussion for a lot of agendas. And, I mean, look at that Green New Deal. I mean, even the Democrats are like, yeah, you know, we don't want anything to do with this. After, by the way, Kamala Harris and Cory Booker were like, oh, yeah, we want to partner up, and this is going to be great. And then they realize that she's going to try and end airfare and air travel and try and regulate cow farts. It's not going to happen. And it was stupidly written, and now they look foolish. I think that they're going to realize that they are looking so absurd by embracing this left-wing stuff that they want to do it, but they have to do it in a better light as they have done for the last 800 years with FDR, with the slow progression and chipping away at it and understanding that the agenda has to be done incrementally without us realizing it, is that they're going to make these guys look extreme. They're going to bring in one of their establishment candidates again, make them look happy and middle of the road and like they can get along with everybody. And we're going to, you know, we're just going to have common sense and the progressive stuff again. And that's going to be their candidate at the end of the day. And I think that's going to be more dangerous to the Republican Party and to Trump's reelection than if we get a Bernie Sanders or a Kamala Harris or a Cory Booker. Because if they get the nomination, it's hands down going to win for Donald Trump. The Democrats, I think, internally see that and are going to try and bring in somebody last minute to look like they're more reasonable and more rational than the rest of these yahoos.
Which, by the way, is going to pose a significant problem. Now, what does this all have to do with guns? Dear listener, it has everything to do with guns because every single one of these far-left lunatics, even the ones that are going to come in and try to look moderate, are all going to run one of the worst anti-gun campaigns in the history of this country. You thought Hillary Clinton was bad in 2016? You ain't seen nothing yet. And Michael Bloomberg has already pledged $500 million. And let's not discount Michael Bloomberg. We'll get to him in just a second. The worst gun hater in the country and deeper pockets with more money than he can spend in 30 of his lifetimes. And he's going to be giving away tons of it. He's already pledged $500 million. That's on top of hundreds of other millions that he has already spent and will increase to over $1 billion come 2020. That much I can promise you. But here's where they have a problem. That is that they already own the media. The media is now so far left that they're not trying to hide it anymore. The days of Dan Rather getting away with saying he's not biased are over. We all know what ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, MSDNC are all about. We all know their positions. We know what the New York Times is all about. We know what the Los Angeles Times is all about. We all know. That's going to be a huge problem for them if and when a Hillary Clinton steps back in and a Biden steps back in after 6, 8, 10 months of the lefties duking it out and getting all of this insanely loving popsicle licking coverage. Andy, it's going to be because the media is almost going to have to backtrack to support a Joe Biden or a Hillary Clinton, correct?
No, you're absolutely right. And we actually talked about this on the show just a couple of days ago, was the fact that in the last election, the media had to try and play nice because they didn't think Bernie had a chance and Hillary was the favorite child and that it was going to be great and it was going to be the normal establishment. But they could sense a little bit of a new revolution, a new tearing of the Democrat Party with the progressives on that end. So you're right. They tried to play nice. This election, Bernie Sanders jumped in. Kamala Harris talks about Medicaid expansion. Cory Booker talks about wanting this, although he's trying to play the middle of the road now by coming out and saying, well, yeah, but, you know, we still have a big fight on our hands and there's going to be Republicans blocking it. So we need to have a contingency plan and just say that, you know, we need to have Medicaid expansion across the board. He wants it, but he's trying to now play that middle of the road. But the media now, they see Bernie Sanders jump in and they are giddy. They are all for it because they don't want to wait anymore. They have their agenda. We know what their agenda is. And now they've come out. I don't know if you saw the quote-unquote poll just the day after Bernie Sanders announced his run, was that they ran it saying, oh, look, he could win in one of the states where Trump won by 2 or 3 or 4 points. And, oh, yeah, he could do this. And this is the last time Republicans actually held that state. They're giddy about it.
They're loving it. When we come back, great conversation. We're going to keep it going with Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason. Don't go away. This is just a taste. I wish we had more time. Back after this.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeTheirProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The Gun Box is the ultimate quick and accessible handgun safe, ideal for securing your firearm while not carrying on your person. Our cutting-edge technology and innovative safety features provide peace of mind while storing your handgun on a nightstand, desk, countertop, or anywhere you might need fast access. With a simple swipe of a finger, press of a custom key code, or the wave of an RFID card or fob, the Gun Box opens in seconds. Our modern design and sleek lines not only make it a great addition to any space, but is the perfect reason to bring your everyday carry gun out from hiding in the closet or the basement safe. Asking yourself, will my concealed carry weapon fit in the Gun Box? The answer is yes, as the Gun Box fits most full-size handguns with room to spare for extra magazines, a blade, and other items you carry for protection. The Gun Box was designed to be your go-to gun safe and is absolutely the best alternative for fast and reliable handgun storage. Visit us at thegunbox.com and use code AAR at checkout for 10% off any purchase of $259. Order your Gun Box today at thegunbox.com and use code AAR for 10% off.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
This is Armed American Radio. Now, back to the man defending your Second Amendment rights,
Mark Walters.
Oh, indeed. I hate the fact that the program is coming to an end. What an amazing day today it was, getting to hang out with my peeps at the ATL Motor Speedway with the Penske guys and Ryan Blaney's car, number 12. He had such a great race and then wound up blowing it in the last couple, I guess it was about the last 20 laps. They didn't make very many good decisions. But I digress. We'll go to Talladega and watch him race. I think we're going to go to Phoenix. And I also think we're going to go up to Kentucky. And I know there's a lot of race fans out there listening right now. Heather's listening right now. She's a big NASCAR fan. Heather, love you to death. Have to take you to a race sometime. God bless you. Got to love the NASCAR fans. NASCAR Nation and Armed American Radio are the best of friends. Why? Because I promise you there's a gun in every car and truck in a NASCAR parking lot and infield. I can promise you that. All right, don't forget to text the word ARMED, A-R-M-E-D, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222. Take advantage of the gun giveaway, 24 chances to win. That's what you can get with that, but it all ends on the 28th. Don't forget to do it. Let's go back to Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason. Andy, fascinating conversation. So much in play, and I think it's very important when we're talking about what is no doubt going to be the single worst anti-gun campaign this country has ever seen in its history. I think it's important to note the power of the media here cannot be overstated. It simply can't. They're so far left that they're going to catch themselves in a quandary when someone that wants to come in is more moderate. And believe me when I tell you, Biden will appear moderate. He's not. He's lockstep in agreement with everything that the rest of these lefty lunatics are talking about, every single one of them. But he'll come out that way. And I just don't know that the press is going to be able to put it back in the box. I think once they open the box, the Jack in the Box is out. It's flinging around on its, you know, liberal spring, going, I don't think it can be put back in. I think they got trouble on their hands, and that's what I think the American people are going to see. What do you think?
No, I agree. They are giddy. They're excited. They see the candidate that they want, which is going to be Bernie Sanders, a close second Kamala Harris. But I mean, just like the poll that I mentioned right before the break was the fact that they already came out with their poll. Now they did mention at the very bottom of the story that it was an internal Bernie Sanders poll that would beat Donald Trump in some of these red states. From compared to what happened in the last election, the fact that Republicans didn't win these have won these states for the last, I don't know, 15, 20 years or so, but Bernie Sanders would all of a sudden pull it out and do it. They're giddy and they're going to push hard for them and really give Bernie Sanders as much exposure as what they gave Donald Trump in 2016 during the Republican primary. So they are not going to play nicely. They're not going to play fairly for the other Democrats, and they're going to love the show all the way to the end.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun to watch them duke it out. No question about it. I really, truly believe it is. But in the meantime, the sad part is the country is going to suffer as a result.
Well, they will. They will. And as you mentioned, I mean, the Second Amendment and guns are going to be, I think, one of the trademark discussions in this discussion. I mean, with all the shootings that have happened, which, by the way, I don't know. Maybe some stuff has happened lately, but I haven't heard any crazy mass shootings as of late, which is a really good sign. But they're going to try and make this a number one priority as they did in the last one. But I think it's going to even be more in the front and center for this new presidential election in 2020. I think that they're going to say that the safety of the country is going to be tied in with social programs. It's going to be done with health care. It's going to be done with the free college. It's going to be done with the minimum wage. And then, oh, by the way, all the hillbilly rednecks that actually have guns, we need to start eliminating that type of mentality in the country, too, because we need to educate them, make them realize that guns are not going to save you any longer, and it's going to be the government that does. And why don't you just get on board and realize that the government's here to actually make things better as opposed to try and limit your freedoms?
You just nailed it. And, in fact, you mentioned what I mentioned. I don't know if you were listening in the first segments of the first hour, actually my opening segment, when I stated it. And I kind of, you know, I do like I like to do. You know me, Andy. You know I like to go around first, second, third, and then slide it into home. But I compared and contrasted a piece from the Washington Post 25 years ago, written in 1994, about shaming gun owners. It was written by a director at the CDC about shaming gun owners like they did with cigarettes, which were then eventually made dirty and banned in most locations. And, of course, people still smoke, but their ultimate goal is to attack us in that sense. Oh, by the way, and you just nailed it when you talked about how they're going to do that with firearms, and that is exactly what they've been doing for the last few decades. There's no reason to believe they're going to stop now. If you do, you do so at your own peril, no doubt. But, Andy,
well, sure. And they,
how do
and
we
they,
get out of this?
Well, here's the thing. I mean, we need to realize the importance and the power that we have as the voter and as the Republican, and as the conservative, and as the pro-Second Amendment individual, because they've gone to the point now to where they believe, like what AOC blatantly pointed out, was that facts don't matter, but morality matters. And as long as it's good about taking care of somebody, then that trumps anybody else, whether the cost, whether the constitutionality of it, whether it's right, whether it actually makes sense, whether it's common sense or not, it doesn't matter. We think it's right, therefore it should be. They're beginning to regulate morality. You talked about this briefly, and we had some fun with it on my show on Friday, and it was a topic on the show, was here in Kansas, of them wanting to put an automatic app on phones that you purchase in Kansas to block any type of adult sites. And some people like that idea because the adult sites are bad and yada, yada, yada. But then some are like, wait a second, is that the government's role to regulate morality, or should it be kind of a family thing? And this is the mindset that they have, that AOC has, that the progressives have, is that they're not only going to tie it in with minimum wage or free health care or free college or any of this other garbage that the government shouldn't be involved in, but they're going to say it's not morally right to have a firearm because it's a weapon that used to harm people, and that's bad, and look at all the danger and all the havoc that it causes, and therefore it may not be common sense to take away the firearms. It may be unconstitutional, but it's morally correct. I mean, you heard Nancy Pelosi during this whole executive order and the national emergency was that, oh, yeah, the next Democrat president could say that guns are a national emergency and that we're going to take them away. Now, obviously, that's going to be blocked in court. At least we would hope so. but and that's kind of an emotional reaction to them not liking what President Trump did. But that's a reality that we have to face as a potential of what could happen, because they despise the Second Amendment that much that I wouldn't put it past them to try and say that it's a moral issue for them to start taking away firearms.
Andy, AWR Hawkins and I talked about it in hour two. I believe what you're seeing, and AWR agreed with me, as many others have. I've had a few people disagree with me, which is fine. And if you disagree with me or agree with me, listener, mark@armedamericanradio.org, please don't hesitate to send me your thoughts. I want to hear what you have to say either way, agree or disagree. It makes no difference to me. But I got to tell you, I think what we're seeing Nancy Pelosi do, Andy, is lay the groundwork for that future national emergency declared by a Democrat the moment they can exploit another shooting, which there will be one as long as there are gun-free zones. Then as long as there are lunatics, and there are both in America, they've already got it written. Nancy Pelosi has just informed America the strategy of the next Democrat president, and there will be another Democrat president. It will happen, folks. Trust me, it's going to happen. When it does, she's just laid out that strategy that's the tack that they're going to take on firearms. In fact, she begged Trump to do it in that statement that you're referring to, Mr. Hoosier. That's pretty scary, my friend.
It is. It's very scary because the agenda is right in front of us. It's whether we acknowledge to see it or not, and whether we actually fight in order to try and stop it and prevent it from actually happening. Because the Constitution's on our side. The question is what is our idea of morality? Is it going to be through our own self-interest and individualism, or is it going to be through our looking at the government?
It's up to us. Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason, at Hoosier Reason on Twitter. Follow him. He's good. You just got a taste of it. Now you know why he sits in this chair when I'm traveling. Andy, looking forward to having you back on the program as soon as possible. Looking forward to hanging out with you and all the fine folks at the Kansas State Rifle Association on April 12th, speaking to that amazing organization. I've got 30 seconds to wrap it up with you, and here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to tell you to carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never, ever, ever leave your cave without your club. Don't be that willfully unarmed caveman. No self-respecting caveman would ever be willfully unarmed without his club and a rock to save his family. Why would you do it? You know, I love you. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'll see you on the radio tomorrow.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom
on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become their first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. That's why hundreds of thousands of responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll get 4 free chances to win a new gun. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim the chance to win the free gun of your dreams.
Picture this scenario. 2 masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions because, believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the six things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.